So Tosaf here asks in Shtrak Akashi, he says, Tema Dotani Shvicha Shrayim Ba'ayla. Why does the mission not say that there's a din of Shvicha Shrayim Ba'ayla? But all the other Kabbanis, when there's a din Shvicha Shrayim, and the mission says that the dam is Nishpachli aside. Why over here Ba'ayla, which also has a din Shvicha Shrayim, why doesn't Tana leave out the din of Shvicha Shrayim? And Tosaf brings down a teretz from Marsha Mipuntiza, that being that Ayla is done Bekli, you do a zikr from a Kli. So sometimes all the dam is going to be Nizak, and it's very often you're not going to have any dam left for Shvicha Shrayim. So being they're not going to always have dam, therefore the Tana didn't say it because it's only saying Shvicha Shrayim and Korbanos where you always have dam. Mashenken by Chatas, Chatas is Be'etzba, so when you do a Be'etzba, you're not going to throw all the dam, there's always going to be dam left. There's always necessarily going to be Shvicha Shrayim, and therefore over there, the Tana does mention the din of Shvicha Shrayim. So that's the chiluk that the Ramesh and Batiza says. Taisus himself is chiluk in this, and Taisus says, learn the hero, the chulish ma'atzim uchachas, the mitzvah b'matan shirayim. Taisus says he can't say this because it's muchach from all over that there's a chiyuv shvicha shirayim. It's not something that only if you have the blood you do it, and if not, not. It's a mitzvah to do. So if it's a mitzvah to do, you have to make sure that you have it. There's no, even by oil, you have to make sure that you leave dam for shvicha shirayim. So for that reason, Taisus doesn't like the status of Ramesh and Batiza. So we see a very sadistic shail over here. And the din of shvicha shirayim, is it a chiyuv to do shvicha shirayim no matter what? You have to make sure that you have dam, or is it just a din that if you have dam, you do it, and if not, not? That's the machlekes between Taisus and the Ramesh Mipuntiza. And Rabbi Malan is mazber the machlekes between the Malpia Chakir and the din of shvicha shirayim. Shvicha shirayim a din in the carbon, that, in other words, just like the carbon needs a regular zrika, there's another din zrika that's in Scottish. You have to be zarek the dam to the aside, and it's one of the avodas carbon. One of the avodas carbon, they have to put the dam in the aside. Or you could say it's not a din in the avodas carbon, it's a din in the dam. It's a din in the dam itself. The dam which is left over, you have to dispose of it in a specific way, and you have to put it into the aside. But it's not a din of the carbon, it's a din of the dam. So if you hold this din of the carbon, then you have to make sure that there's dam. You have to make sure that you do that avaida, at least the chachila, just like the other avaidas are carbon. But if it's a din of the dam, then the whole din is, if you have dam, you put it in the aside. If you don't have dam, you don't. So then there's no chiv to make sure they have dam for shvicha shirayim. Now the ikar kash of Taisus, the Ravid in Talmud and Hashmatis, says a different teretz. He says that the chilek is, we only say, the Tan only brings down the din of Shvicha Shirayim when Shvicha Shirayim is written beferish in the Pasuk. But when it's only from a drasha, then we don't bring down the din of Shvicha Shirayim. So by Oyla, it's only from a drasha. It's the general din of Adam is Bechecha Yishafich, or from other Pesukim, and therefore we don't bring it down by Oyla, which about it needs beer. If there's a din of Shvicha Shirayim, if it's equal by both of them, why would we only mention it by the ones where it's beferish, not from a drasha? There are many dinim in the Mishnah where they would only learn from drashas, like Tzafin. So why should the din of Shvicha Shirayim be any different? And there's a very nice husband in this from the Minchas Avram. He's mazbe the rabbit be'ikar. I'll pee this aside from a blabe, that the pshat is like this: that whether or not you learn shvicha shirayim from a drasha or from being befeish b'kara, it's not just a chilek in where you learn it from, but it shows that it's a whole different, a fundamentally different type of din of shvicha shirayim. That if you learn it out from the pasuk where it says a befeish, that means it's a din in the carbon. That's why the Torah wrote a befeish. But if it's only from a drasha, a general drasha, a dam's v'chach and yishafich, then that's a klolis dik, a din in the dam. When you have dam, you put in the aside, but it's not a din in the karma, it's a din in the dam. So Mele could say, lefi dat, that the rabbi doesn't mean to say it's a chilik between whether it's a madrasha or not, but it's a chilik that the Tana is only saying the din shvicha shirayim when it's a din in the karbon, like we bring all the other dinei karbanis. Then you mention shvicha shirayim, and the way to know that is if it's beferish bekra. But if it's only from a madrasha, that's a simon that it's not a din in the karbon, it's a din in the dam. Just a din of where you dispose of them. So that's just a prat. We're not mentioning all the pratim in the Mishnah over here, only the ikar, dinam, and the karban. And for that reason, it's not mentioned by Ayla, because being that it's a madrasha, then I say it's a din in the dam and not a din in the karban.